Part 3. You will have an interview with Julian Morris, a nightclub owner. For questions 16 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute in which to look at Part 3.
Today in the studio we have a special guest, someone who against all odds has chosen a profession in which his disability should be a huge obstacle. For the benefit of our hearing impaired viewers, we also have signing and subtitles. Please welcome Julian Morris. Julian, hello.
Hello.
Julian, how long have you been deaf?
I lost my hearing after a serious illness when I was 15, so mercifully my speech wasn't too adversely affected, and I can usually follow what people say by reading their lips.
And yet, despite your disability, you decided to open a nightclub. How did that come about?
Well, I always knew I wanted to do something on my own. I've always been ambitious, and when my grandmother died, I came into a small inheritance, so I talked to friends and my parents and they were most encouraging. It wasn't like I had many job offers anyway. Most people are keen to take you on if you are hearing impaired, and I certainly didn't want to become a burden to my family. But really, it was just something I knew I had to try. It was as if the idea were calling to me and I felt compelled to find out whether I could do it. If I didn't at least have a go, I would always have wondered if I could have.
Didn't your disability put you off?
Not really. I've always been able to pick up the vibrations of music, and the stronger the vibration, the better I respond to it. The atmosphere of a nightclub, where people are more expressive, you could say everyone is kind of deaf, seemed like the perfect environment. I had got a job clearing tables in a nightclub while I was at college and I loved it there.
What was the biggest challenge of all?
Persuading people I was serious. Apart from my family and close friends, most people were just incredulous. Quite often I was met by looks of disbelief, and once someone even told me to stop being ridiculous and leave such things to normal people.
That must have been discouraging.
Well, like I said, I was ambitious, and I wanted to do it. So, when I found the old warehouse, I really got into renovating it. It was the perfect venue. As it started to take shape, more people began to take me seriously. DJs approached me for jobs, and I took on the most innovative and experimental ones, which has given the club a good name because people like to hear a good mix of sounds, and we have something for everyone.
The club has had great reviews, hasn't it?
Oh yes. When we first opened, we had DJs coming from London and journalists and critics from magazines. They were all impressed. I'm just lucky to have landed on my feet, I suppose. I have dedicated staff, a fantastic site, atmospheric decor, and great music.
And the name of the club?
Yes, well, it's a bit of a joke, I suppose. Whispers. Obviously, one thing you can't very well do in a club is whisper, but as a name it conjures up the idea of loud music somehow, and I like the ironic angle. Not only that, but it seemed appropriate because of my own deafness. Besides, music and dance are forms of expression for which you don't need words. When I thought of the name, I just loved it.
And it's a catchy name too. Julian, what advice would you have for someone with a severe physical disability who wants to be successful?
My advice is the same as it would be for anyone. Get yourself a vision and stick to it. Be determined, have faith, and work hard.
Do you have any plans for the future?
Yes, next year I hope to find a spot in London and maybe open clubs in other cities too. I would love to have my own chain of nightclubs.
Well, I wish you every success. Julian Morris, thank you for coming in to talk to us today.
Thank you.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Today in the studio we have a special guest, someone who against all odds has chosen a profession in which his disability should be a huge obstacle. For the benefit of our hearing impaired viewers, we also have signing and subtitles. Please welcome Julian Morris. Julian, hello.
Hello.
Julian, how long have you been deaf?
I lost my hearing after a serious illness when I was 15, so mercifully my speech wasn't too adversely affected, and I can usually follow what people say by reading their lips.
And yet, despite your disability, you decided to open a nightclub. How did that come about?
Well, I always knew I wanted to do something on my own. I've always been ambitious, and when my grandmother died, I came into a small inheritance, so I talked to friends and my parents and they were most encouraging. It wasn't like I had many job offers anyway. Most people are keen to take you on if you are hearing impaired, and I certainly didn't want to become a burden to my family. But really it was just something I knew I had to try. It was as if the idea were calling to me and I felt compelled to find out whether I could do it. If I didn't at least have a go, I would always have wondered if I could have.
Didn't your disability put you off?
Not really. I've always been able to pick up the vibrations of music, and the stronger the vibration, the better I respond to it. The atmosphere of a nightclub, where people are more expressive, you could say everyone is kind of deaf, seemed like the perfect environment. I had got a job clearing tables in a nightclub while I was at college and I loved it there.
What was the biggest challenge of all?
Persuading people I was serious. Apart from my family and close friends, most people were just incredulous. Quite often I was met by looks of disbelief, and once someone even told me to stop being ridiculous and leave such things to normal people.
That must have been discouraging.
Well, like I said, I was ambitious, and I wanted to do it. So, when I found the old warehouse, I really got into renovating it. It was the perfect venue. As it started to take shape, more people began to take me seriously. DJs approached me for jobs, and I took on the most innovative and experimental ones, which has given the club a good name because people like to hear a good mix of sounds and we have something for everyone.
The club has had great reviews, hasn't it?
Oh yes. When we first opened, we had DJs coming from London and journalists and critics from magazines. They were all impressed. I'm just lucky to have landed on my feet, I suppose. I have dedicated staff, a fantastic site, atmospheric decor, and great music.
And the name of the club?
Yes, well, it's a bit of a joke, I suppose. Whispers. Obviously, one thing you can't very well do in a club is whisper, but as a name it conjures up the idea of loud music somehow, and I like the ironic angle. Not only that, but it seemed appropriate because of my own deafness. Besides, music and dance are forms of expression for which you don't need words. When I thought of the name, I just loved it.
And it's a catchy name too. Julian, what advice would you have for someone with a severe physical disability who wants to be successful?
My advice is the same as it would be for anyone. Get yourself a vision and stick to it. Be determined, have faith, and work hard.
Do you have any plans for the future?
Yes, next year I hope to find a spot in London and maybe open clubs in other cities too. I would love to have my own chain of nightclubs.
Well, I wish you every success. Julian Morris, thank you for coming in to talk to us today.
Thank you.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 4.